The Flying Elbows Hockey Tournament wrapped up at the Shawville Arena on Saturday evening, bringing to a close one of the rink's long-standing traditions. There were 18 teams who participated across two divisions from Wednesday to Saturday. In the A division, Pontiac Thunder bested the Breckenridge Red Wings 5-2 to win the James Smith Memorial Trophy. In the B division final, Greystone Farms downed Farmers Mob 7-2 to claim the Brian Murray Memorial Trophy. Organizer Will Armitage explained that the tournament is in its 26th year and over the years has been a big fundraiser for both arena upgrades but also projects throughout the community. He said that this year the funds raised would be going towards needed Zamboni repairs as well as the arena's general fund.
It started technically a little bit longer than what the date is. This has been the 26th year on paper, but we got shut down a couple of years because of COVID. It originally started as a group in memorial towards their coach, James Smith, and it's kind of snowballed from there to what it's become today. It was originally just a handful of teams to the max. I think we had was 26 or 28 teams. This past weekend, we were 18 teams. Just we changed the format a little bit and only so much time to get everything going. And in the past, we've raised money that went to the hospital, to different charities, and to more recently, we've done the clock and the boards, and we're working towards a couple other improvements. But it's the Zamboni Fund and also help out with the Pontiac Arena Fund as well. So it's kind of our goal is to kind of put money back into the arena and the community. For the future, we've helped out also the RA programs a little bit, and so that's kind of our goals. It's just to put on a fun weekend, put money back into our community. So
he thanked all those that came out to either volunteer or take in some of the action.
I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that came out and supported us and had a good weekend, and hopefully everything went smoothly for them, and hopefully the support will be there for the years to come. And again, thank you to all the different companies and everything that support us and all the volunteers that helped. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody. So
you can find a photo of the winning team on our website, frequencynews.ca. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.